You're drinking coffee.
Yep.
And Cal PhD student Scott Kaplan is like a lot of students, passing on soda. He just knows a lot more data about that choice as co-author of this study. By analyzing purchase information at the school and some shops around it, co-author Sophia Viesboas, professor of agricultural and resource economics, says they found a distinct drop in sales right after the election.
Soda drops between 10% or 20%, depending on which comparison beverage we're looking at. And the results are quite robust.
And that is a very specific time period because it was after the tax was approved by voters, but before it was actually put in place.
Something definitely happened just because of the announcement and the election outcome. It's saying, in your neighborhood, 75% of people voted yes.
It's a very progressive campus in that way, like in the sense that people are passionate about these different issues, and you definitely are aware of what your peers think because of that culture that I think that's being fostered at Berkeley.
Interestingly, Kaplan says soda consumption stayed lower once that tax was applied. It didn't dip any further. In Berkeley, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.